Blog Talk Radio.
Looking forward to it. It's going to be brilliant. And it was Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield that truly did inspire the call here this morning. It's people like Ronnie and Christy who inspired the call here this morning, because I was thinking about, as we spoke with Sylvia last night and we talked about what is it that we want to cover on this morning's call, and we know in the month of July, we know the reason why everybody gets on this call in the morning. I mean, not only do we want to get together, but we want to grow together. We actually want to become better. We want to be in an environment where we're not just, you know, spending time, we're investing time, where we're ultimately doing activities that are going to bring us to where we want to go. So if you look at how do you make that happen? Well, what we're looking to do is to raise our standards. Ask yourself the question, when was the last time that you raised your standards and learned about yourself? When we think about all of that, you know, we consider growth as something that we do that other people do. But let's have a look at your life. How many people are on this call, and you don't need to raise your hand, you don't need to jump up and down, would say to yourself, I feel a little stuck. How many people, when it comes to their personal growth, feel that perhaps I feel that I perhaps have plateaued? How many people are just in the place where you said, I know where I am, or I think I know where I am, but I definitely know where I want to go? How many people feel like that in different areas of their lives? Well, here is how you move. If you think about it logically, if you think about a great metaphor, if you think about a great simile, if you think about a great look way to look at something in your life that we all understand, getting healthier. You know, last night as I talked to Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield, and you speak with Freddie, who is a personal trainer, and let's say you came to Freddie Minifield and you said to him, I want to lose 50 pounds. In other words, you have a desire that you want to lose 50 pounds, and he'll say, well, when do you want to lose that weight by? And you give him a specific time that you want to lose that weight by, he'll tell you, we can make this happen. But the first thing that you understand, that through going through this growth, you understand there's going to be a process of change. You understand there's going to be a process of actually doing more. You understand a process that you're going to do some things differently in your life. And that's so interesting, because you understand in order to grow, there's going to be a coach, there's going to be change, there's going to be a process of doing more. But isn't it interesting somehow that we get into personal development and we think about our own personal growth? Whether it's just reading books, whether it's just listening in on these calls, and we think, wow, that's going to be enough. Magically, it's like watching an exercise show on TV and I'm suddenly going to lose weight. We all understand that that's kind of a little bit ridiculous, don't we? We all understand that we can watch an exercise show on TV and that can give us what? Inspiration. We all understand it can give us ideas, but unless we take those ideas and actually put them into action, we're not actually going to achieve any weight loss. But somehow when it comes to personal development, some of us feel that if we read the book, if we listen to the CD, if we watch the DVD, if we listen on this call, if we go on the internet, if we do some of these things, that somehow magically personal growth and development is going to show up in our lives. But also think about other things that we have as unrealistic expectations. When people say growth comes through doing more, they go, people recoil back and say, doing more? What are you talking about? I'm already doing so much. Why would you ask of me to do more? But we understand when you want to get stronger, you need to put a little bit more weight on there to stress out those arms, to stress out those legs. In order to increase and to grow and to become stronger, we need to do a little bit more. But then as we grow older, we want to do it in a way that's actually planned. So let's get back to that Freddie and Terrellyn Minifield story. Let's just have a look at that. Let's say that you went to Ronnie's gym and you had Ronnie and Christy down there as well, and you said to them, I want to lose 50 pounds. They will tell you, when do you want to lose it by? The next question they'll ask you is, how committed are you to it? You know, they said a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to it? I'm a 10. Ask yourself the question, on a scale of 1 to 10, how committed are you to your goals? Can you rate it? Could you write it down? Could you tell us, is it a 10? Is it a 2 or is it a 5? Well, let's have a look at this. So you come to them with an end result that you want to create. You come to them with the time which you want to create, and you come to them with the level of intensity or commitment in which it wants to happen. So Ronnie and Chrissy and Freddie look at you and said, you're coming to me with a 10, with a desire and a passion that you want to lose 50 pounds, that you want to lose inside this period of time. All right, let's put a plan together. What's the first thing that they're going to do? The first thing that you're going to learn is that they're going to help you understand that 50 pounds is not an accurate enough description of what it is that you want to create. They're going to help you understand clearly where you're at. They're going to say, well, we're going to have a little bit greater look at this number 50 pounds. We're going to have a look at your body. They're going to get out that measuring tape, and they're going to start measuring your waist. They start measuring your thighs. They start measuring your arms. They start measuring your chest. And you go, oh, I didn't really want to do this. But they say, no, that's all good, because we need to know, we want to know where it is that we're starting. Because they'll describe to you, you know, have you ever gone to the mall? And they go, yes, I've gone to the mall. Can't you see I've gone to the mall too often? I've stopped at the food court. And you'll have a little laugh and then go, yeah, but that's okay. And you'll look at it. You've gone to the mall and you look at the big map and it says on that map, you know where you want to go. And they go, yes, I do. I want to lose 50 pounds inside this period of time. Well, in order for that mall map to make any sense, there needs to be a dot on that mall map that's so important that says, you are here, so we know where we're starting from, we know where we want to go, and you say, that makes sense. So you let them carry on with that tape measure, and what do they do? Do they commit it to their memory? Do they just tell you the numbers, or do they write it down? No, they write it down. And then they say, there's another measurement we want to look at. We're going to look at your body fat. And we're going to look at your weight, and you say, okay, that's where I'm at. That's enough of looking where I'm at. Let me decide, let's look at where it is that I want to go. And you get re-energized, and you talk about where you want to go. You talk about the energy that you're going to have, so they resell and commit you on the vision. They tell you that, you know what, when you're at that ideal body weight, let me tell you some of the additional things that are going to happen. When you go to the clothes store, it's going to be easier to find clothes. You're going to find that you've got more energy during the day. You're going to wake up vitalized. You're going to find that these exercises that you find a little bit challenging to do right now, they're going to be part of your routine. You're going to do them with ease. You're going to find that your self-confidence is going to be up. You're going to find that people are looking to you. You're going to find you have an energy to do more things, and they're going to really sell you on that vision, and you're going to be truly pumped up to make it happen. But does the process end there? No, you understood where you want to go. You understand where you're at, and the next thing that they put into place is a plan. Now, when you look at this plan and they tell you that this plan is going to have a few parts to it, number one, they say you're going to do more. You don't go, oh, you don't know my life. Why should I have to do more? Is it not just good enough that we get the plan, that I get to look at the plan, that I know that I have a plan, and that I'm going to lose weight? And you go, no. Freddie will tell you, no. Ronnie will tell you, no. And Chris will tell you, no. And you're going, okay, I get it. It was worth a try anyway. We know that you're going to have a plan that you're going to need to put into action. And when they tell you that part of this plan is very simply, number one, you're going to have to work out. You're going to have to do more on a daily basis. You accept that plan. So in order for your own personal growth, understand that we want to do more on a daily basis. Decide and look into your life. Where are the areas where you've fallen into a rut and into a routine? And what you're doing is just keeping you where you're at. Because if you go around the same circle, you're going to end up in the same place. Sometimes we need to change the routine in order to change where we end up. Sometimes we just need to make a change, but we need somebody else to help us so that they can give us a plan. So Freddie and Ron and Chrissy say, let's create a plan. And they help you create a plan that works out your lower body. They help you create a plan that works out your upper body. They help you create a plan that works in your cardio. They help you create a plan that's just a little bit challenging for you for where you are right now. Not too challenging so that you don't come back the next day, but challenging enough for though there is a little bit of growth because you understand that that's part of the process. Second thing that they're going to say is that you're going to eat a little less and you're going to eat a little better. You go, no. I love the ice cream. I love the Twinkie. I love the sausages. I love the fried food. I want to eat all of those things. And they're going to say to you, but understand if you do all of those things, you're not going to get the result that you're looking for. And because they're the expert, you say, you know what, I understood that. I just thought that maybe I could work out of it and I can still do all these old habits. And they're going, no, 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 no. So when you understand, when you've got a plan for personal growth and personal vision, we understand that we need to do a little bit more, whether it's booking a body tasting, doing a body tasting, following up from a body tasting, whether it's as we go through our day, you know, looking around when somebody asks us to say, to do something, instead of saying no, we said, you graciously say, yes, I'll do that well, I'll do it better than you expected, I'll do it sooner than you expected, and I'll do it with a gracious heart. In other words, you're looking for opportunities to do more and grow more. You're looking to do it for yourself, for your colleagues, for your friends, for your children. You are looking in your life for opportunities to grow so you can become better. So they tell you you're going to have to eat less and you're actually going to have to eat better. What is that? It's what you're feeding your body with. It's the same when you want to grow yourself and grow your mind. What are you feeding your mind with? You know, they tell you when you look and say, when are the danger zones to you? You know, when are the times when you've normally fallen off the wagon? Oh, I have found when I drive to work this direction and I pass by Dunkin' Donuts, I just, the smell of those donuts when I have the window rolled down, it just attracts me in. Before I realize it, I'm already in that lane. I've had two donuts, I drank some coffee, and I'm suddenly at work. I'm perked up for 50 minutes, I'm flattening out. They'll say, you know, the first thing you're going to do is change your route to work. And you go, okay, and that's something that you accept. Perhaps we need to look at our day and find where are the ways that we fall off the track. Are there times that we get attracted into watching TV? That's feeding our mind, that's not going to help us. That's the Dunkin' Donuts, that's the sugary food. It's easy to eat, but it's not going to help us. Maybe it's the radio we listen to in the morning. Maybe it's the people we hang around with on the water cooler. Maybe it's the people we hang out on the way to school. Maybe it's the people, whoever knows what it is that it is that we do, but we understand that we want to nourish and feed our mind better, and we understand and say, okay, let's make it happen. Then the next thing that happens is you say, okay, is that all I need? Go away, come back in 3 months, and you will be fit as a fiddle. You'll lose all your weight, you'll make it happen. Well, if that were the case and if that were human nature, there would be no need for people like Freddie and Tara Lynn. There would be no need for Ronnie and Tom. There would be no need for Christy. There would be no need for personal trainers. Why do we need the personal trainers? Because when we have the plan, we know we need to work out, we want to do more, they encourage us to do more daily and to challenge ourselves. The second thing, they encourage us to eat less and to eat better, and they keep us back on track. When we fall off track, they get us on track. They help us keep our intensity working out. But they're very smart personal trainers as well. They realize that they're only with you, you know, an hour a day if you're doing with them every day, or an hour every 2 days. So they ask you to journal because they understand what you become aware of and what you measure, you can actually move. They understand that they want us at the end of the day to write down what it is that we ate, the exercise that we did, and what is the weight that we are at. Why? Because they understand when we do that daily, it will help us to look back at the day that we have and plan the day that we're going to have. They understand that support is important. When you look at that plan, you say, you know what, it's really just very easy. The reality is if we do a little more, if we eat a little less, we know that we can actually get to where it is that we want to go. It's the same here with what we want to have happen. If on a daily basis we just did a little more, if we fed our brains and fed our mind and fed ourselves with just more positive thoughts, ideas that sustained us and actually helped us to where we want to go, if we actually had a plan and we had somebody that supported us with us, we could get to anywhere we want to go. But one of the most important things that Freddie will do, one of the most important things Freddie and Tara Lynn will do, one of the most important things that Ronnie and Tommy will do, one of the most important things that Chrissy will do, is they'll help you understand that success by the inch is a cinch, success by the yard is hard. They'll help you to understand the very simple process that you're not going to get your goal in one day. They'll help you understand, as John Maxwell says in Today Matters, that what we do is we make our decision in a day, but we manage it daily. We help us understand that you do as diamonds do, you do on a daily basis, you'll get to where diamonds go. They help us to understand that we just want to repeat the process. So what will they help us do? They'll help us see the plan. They'll help us stick with the plan because you know what? It's better to have a plan and veer off track than to be a wandering generality. They help us to stay focused and to make it happen. So what am I saying to you? Truly understand that you can get to where you want to go if you do it daily. It's a very, very simple system. Just find that plan. Decide what areas in your life that you're going to do more in. Decide that you're going to limit the inputs of things that are actually going to bring you backwards and make you heavy. In other words, you're going to put in positive thoughts that are good nourishment, that are going to help you go. You're going to read positive thoughts. You're going to put yourself in a great place. And you're just simply going to do it daily, and you're going to find somebody that supports you. Have a God-filled, gorgeous, beautiful day today. Take this call on as a wake-up call and just go, fantastic, I'm actually going to make a difference. I'm going to do a little bit more. I'm going to give a little bit more. I'm going to be more positive. I'm going to grow, and I'm going to become the person that I know I deserve to be. I'm going to find somebody that supports, helps, and mentors me through that process so we can walk the journey together, and I'm going to get there because I know that I deserve it, that I'm going to work towards, and I have a plan for it. God bless every single one of you. We love you all and look forward to speaking with all of you on tomorrow's call. It's excellent. Cheers, everybody. Have a great day.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me each morning, the training that we really launch into. I was eating breakfast early this morning with a good friend of mine that listens to the radio on a consistent basis, and he said, Troy, what are y'all talking about today? And I said, you know what, I won't have a clue until we get on there and listen to what Garrett's going to start off with. And here we are talking about accountability, talking about the training, and Jimmy, I tell you, it's funny because I sat here looking at my library, and I have, you know, videos from the Marine Corps on working out so that I stay focused. I've got videos and DVDs and cassettes and books on motivation, leadership training, and all that good stuff. But the time of the day that it tickles me the most for my accountability is when you and I are on the phone, or you, me and Mark Layton are on the phone, because that's when we're asking those important questions of, hey, what are we doing? What's our next focus? Who do we have on the radio show? And it's, everybody needs that. Everybody should have an accountability partner out there that they stay in contact with.
I agree more. And more importantly, is everybody, regardless of how good they are at whatever they specialize at in life, has a coach.
Amen.
Tiger Woods has a coach. Roger Federer has a coach. These are two of the most accomplished athletes in the history of mankind in their individual sports. They have been recognized over and over again as being some of the greatest athletes that the world has ever produced. Why? Because they've taken their God-given ability and they've honed those skills with the aid of a coach to a level that is beyond what most people are willing to do. And that's a sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that they do to become the person that they are and the image that they represent is a sacrifice.
Well, and I think that's good that people realize that too, Jimmy. And not just that, but the fact that most coaches, if you look at coaches throughout history, most coaches were above average players, but they weren't at the top of the game. But when they, what happened was they had a broad view of being able to see what worked and what didn't. And when they retired from playing, no matter what sport it was, and they decided to become a coach, all of a sudden they would excel beyond what they had been doing when they were on the playing field. And in the few exceptions where exceptional players became coaches, you'll look at their stats compared to others, and you'll see that their coaching stats never matched up to what their individual ability was, and all of a sudden you realize they stopped having a coach and they became the coach of someone else. And I, in studying that, it just amazes me, looking at people's stats, no matter what sport, no matter what industry, it's like you said, everybody has to have a coach.
Well, by the same token, though, if you look at, let's look at football. Look at all the great coaches that have come out of football, and all of them at some point in their career have been affiliated with another great coach.
Absolutely.
Been an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator, or they've worked with another one of these absolutely phenomenal coaches at some point, and they've been mentored and trained by that person.
And, Jimmy, they were all on winning teams somewhere in their career. They learned what it meant to work as a team and not as a lone ranger, as our great mentor John Maxwell likes to say. And I think that's what shows you not the flash in the pan players that will come and go, but that shows you the players that year after year after year after year end up as an MVP, end up with a Super Bowl ring or an NBA ring or a baseball. They're the ones that win. And we see that over and over in corporate America. You know, we see companies and people. We see people like Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer over at Microsoft, who year after year after year brought out new products that were revolutionary and cutting edge. We see it with Steve Jobs over at Apple. You know, we see it with Howard Schultz at Starbucks. We see it with Jeff Bezos over at Amazon. It's amazing when you watch these guys, because year after year they work with winning teams. And the same thing rings true in network marketing. When we look at the players and we recognize the names of not just trainers, but of men and women still in the field, we see that they've surrounded themselves with coaches, with winning teams, with they've put the egos aside, and that is what allows a person to reach that personal satisfaction of knowing they're fulfilling their purpose in life.
Sorry.
I didn't mean to bring tears to your eyes.
For some reason, I'm coming down with a sore throat, and I don't know why.
Bad, man, bad.
Now, it's absolutely mind-boggling to me, Troy, when you think about it. You put it in the perspective of the necessity of a coach and a trainer to focus you and to take you in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
The better the coach is, the better the person being trained is, the higher their collective capability becomes. One of the hardest things, I think, in this process is for us to allow someone else to coach us, because that it requires a huge level of trust in that other person. When you allow somebody else the honor of working as your coach, you are placing an inordinate amount of faith and trust in that person, that they're going to take you in the right direction. But when you do that, you have to be willing to do the things that they tell you to do. And all too often, we're all guilty of it to some degree. We want to reinvent the wheel. For some reason, it seems like it's human nature to think that we can build a better mousetrap, or you know, that there's a stronger, faster, better way that we can do this. So there's a certain level of resistance, whether it's conscious or subconscious, to embracing the process. Embracing the process of a trusted coach and mentor is the single most important key to success in my mind. I mean, I know you've been doing this a long, long time. And how many times have you been asked over the years when you get a new person come on board and say, you know, what's the cookie cutter? Give me the cookie cutter, man. Give me the cookie cutter and I'll go out and I'll start stamping cookies, you know, all day long.
Yep.
You know, the thing is, there is no cookie cutter. It's slightly different for every person.
Mm-hmm.
But the process of doing a little bit every day, because let's examine again for a moment the definition of network marketing. Network marketing is nothing more than getting a large group of people to duplicate a few simple tasks consistently over time. The key in that entire expression to getting the large group of people to duplicate those few simple tasks is that we as leaders, mentors, trainers, and individual business builders ourselves have to be doing it consistently over time. Nothing happens in this industry overnight. There is no such thing as an instant success unless that person has had success elsewhere and comes in. The companies in this industry would all like us to believe that people can be an overnight success.
Yep.
You and I both know that's a myth. Explain for the benefit of our listening audience, with 27 years of experience in this industry, why the instant success concept is a myth.
Well, the reason it's a myth is because the actual process, Jimmy, that you're talking about has not changed. And no matter what success somebody else has in another industry, in another profession, when you come into network marketing, no matter what company it is, the playing field is all on an even playing field. Everybody gets the same opportunity. It doesn't matter the price that somebody might have paid in a different industry. When you come here, we all start out equal, unless a company has decided to put up a smoke and mirror screen and say, okay, let's create an overnight sensation because we want to bring XYZ player in, maybe from a different company, or maybe they want the founding distributor to look real good, and it creates that money story for them. And folks, I've seen this over and over and over. The successful companies that make it, and the ones where the most money come paid to the field, are when CEOs and founding officers understand we've got to get skin in the game. And they're the ones out there in the early days, right beside their distributors, marketing their products, building their story, telling people, if you come in here, we will make sure that you have a even playing field and that you can win and that you can make money. But Jimmy is 100% right. If you think it's overnight, it's not. Behind the scenes, somebody has busted their butt for 3 to 5 years in the frying pan, in the fire, and then they came out after being just honed down to a razor-edged sword, and all of a sudden, all that sweat and tears paid off, and now they're being paid harder than what they're actually working because they've got that leverage of a great team who said, we can do what they did, and we can do it for 3 to 5 years.
Troy, we're coming up on the bottom of the hour this morning, and we need to send a powerful message for today's call, today's show. What's the most powerful message that you can send out to people today about why they need a coach?
Folks, I've seen some great players over the last 27 years come into this game, and I've watched myself for 15 of the 27 years struggle because I didn't think I needed a coach. I had to sit there and beat my head on a wall, making part-time income, putting in a full-time effort, and wonder what's going on. And the day that I opened my eyes and realized I needed to put my ego away and go and get help and listen to what people said, figure out what my strengths were and focus on them, figure out what my weaknesses are and find other team members that were strong in those areas. Once that happened, my income went from 5 figures a year to 5 figures a month to being able to attract myself and have companies ask me questions and to be able to have team members that look over and say, I want to be on your team. But it took getting away from my ego. And to this day, I literally make sure that I'm talking to somebody on a daily basis that's a coach in some area of my life, whether it's eating breakfast with my pastor, whether it's talking to Jim before he gets on a chopper, whether it's calling up guys from Catalyst and asking spiritual questions to them, whether it's getting a hold of Tim Sanders and asking him an email question, whatever the case is, I've got a coach. And if you want to succeed at whatever level, you have to find yourself a coach who is willing to mentor you so that you can then duplicate that process within a year or two to where you've got people that are saying, we want you to be our coach. We want to come to you. This is not a, guys, there wouldn't be a sports team, there wouldn't be a business, there wouldn't be anything without a coach. You have to have a coach. I want to thank everybody. Johnny, we didn't get you on. I apologize for that. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you here in the morning.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.